Well then, I'm doing a test, and the test is, do Ambios work on Jamulus on iPhone? And the answer is yes. And I can flick the record switch, and the level dips down, and flick it back, and they do. And if I put my headphones on over the top of my Ambios from my computer,
we should hear some feedback. One, two. Hello. Now, of course, I'm all muffled, so can I make it? Yeah. That delay is the delay between my headphones and the Mac.
Okay, let's take those off. Stick them back in my ears a bit better. And yeah, so of course the phone being on the phone is on Wi-Fi. So I will kneel down at the piano. I'm just going to slide the phone into my pocket. If you can tell, the phone is extremely loud. And the reason being it's loud is because I was trying to work out how loud the thing coming back in is. And it's quite quiet. So I feel like this recording is possibly going to be quiet. And the people using Ambios might be semi-quiet on Jamulus. But this was just a test. This is a good test to see what it's like if you're trying to use it for real world use. Foot's on the pedal and my left knee's on the floor. So I'm hearing the loopback from the server, which is actually very low, like it's playable, and I could live with it if I had to. I mean, I can, and it's doable. Yeah, this is fine, actually. I mean, as you heard, a little glitch just then. I'm recording on the Windows machine. Voiceovers are very, very loud through my headphones. Just turn that down a bit. There we go. I also have the Ambios noise reduction active so that I'm only really trying to hear what Jamulus is giving me. Yeah. But yeah, this seems to work. It is Wi-Fi, so it is, you know, what it is, but it actually worked and is working quite well. Now, let's take my phone back out of the pocket because I want to know what happens if I go home. Will it carry on recording? I've gone home. Yes, the answer is yes. What if I lock the screen? This is a final test, isn't it? Yes, it carries on. So you don't have to be there. I'm going upstairs now because I'm trying to get into a bad Wi-Fi situation. I want to know what happens. And the blind spot in this house for Wi-Fi is the upstairs bathroom. I said is the upstairs bathroom. So what should have happened is that it has swapped over to the other access point in the house. See, luckily this is great because I actually can hear when there's a problem. So because of that, it does enable me to know, you know, what's happening and when it's happening. So I kind of like that. Yep. So I'm in the blind spot. It would be a blind spot if there wasn't an access point in the kitchen downstairs, just below where I am standing. All right, let's go out of here. Let's try the kid's bedroom, because sometimes the other blind spot is in here where Jake's desk is. Jake isn't here. No one's here. It's just me. So I'm in front of Jake's desk, and it's fine. All the way upstairs from the access point, which usually doesn't fare too well. Okay, a couple more break-ups. Let's try our room. Oh no, got my Ambios caught around the outside door handle. That wouldn't... Ah, okay. So it must have flicked to the other access point again, or just had a bit of a moment. All right. I'm at the furthest, or kind of one of the furthest points of the house from the access point. And now, let us go downstairs, because what I'm going to do now must have flicked again. I'm going to get my slippers and go in the garden, which is obviously far from the house. Well, I say obviously. It's out of the door, you know, so that means that it will be harder for the thing to stay connected. We'll see if we can make this thing drop. The obvious thing to do, obviously, to make it drop would be to turn off Wi-Fi, but I don't want to do that. I just want to see how bad it can get. So let's. Oh, it's sunny out here. Amazing. Lovely. Yep. Oh. It's trying to sort itself out. I'm coming back to the house so I can tell you what I'm going to do. So our garden is about 8 meters long, right? And I'm as close to the house as I can be. Hey, I'm as close to the house as I can be. And now I'm going to walk to the grass where the Wi-Fi should be really bad. As it is already bad. What if I open the door? There we go. Just standing in the doorway helps a bit. Right, I'm going to walk to the end of the grass and see if we can make this thing cut out. The end of the garden now. I am at the end of the garden. And we're still on. Remarkably still connected. Can't say I expected that. Right. So I wasn't able to do that. I know the signal out here is really terrible. I get really bad speed test speeds. But this is more robust. This is, and of course, the irony is that when I said it's way more robust, it let me know that actually I'm not. Thank you very much. Don't try to tell me I'm something I'm not. Funny anyway. But yeah, that is a fairly interesting test, and it actually shows that when they built this app, knowing that people were going to use these phones on Wi-Fi, they weren't just being stupid. They must have done something to redundant packets or whatever they've done, which means it is actually a fairly viable option if you A, don't have a computer, or B, you can't get near your computer for whatever reason. So you can color me impressed. I'll say that for nothing. I am actually impressed. For a few reasons, not only that stereo works. Now, if you're blind, you're going to need help setting that up because just for some reasons, VoiceOver doesn't want to check those checkboxes very well at all. Don't know why. I had to have my wife do it. But once it's done, and if you can get to your server to show up in the list and connect to it, or type in the domain of your private server, then you're all good and you're all set. And that's fine. And you can lock your phone, stick it in your pocket, it carries on working, which is just tremendous, honestly. I can't say I expected any of that. And I have tried connecting to the server from 5G as well, and that did work. Of course, it was more latent. But it worked. So, all in all, a successful test. So, I'm going to go now, but thanks for listening to this madness. And, yeah, nice, nice. Try Jamulus app for yourself. Let's try and say it without breakup, shall we? Try the Jamulus app for yourself. No, that didn't work either. Try the Jamulus app for yourself. It's in the App Store. Got it. I said it. I can go now. I'm going now.